Sometimes the Social Security Administration discovers its records for a worker don't match the name and Social Security number for the worker submitted to their employer. And when this happens, the agency sends a letter to the employer notifying them of that discrepancy. And these are known as no-match letters. Now, the agency has sent more than 500,000 no-match letters since the Trump administration restarted this practice this year. But the letters are being used to fire undocumented workers in Chicago and across the country. We have the story from WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio.
Si tengo que cambiar el número que tengo o puedo seguir con el mismo.
Hay consejos que no le podemos dar que creo que usted sabe que tiene que hacer.
Martina Sueta is meeting with a woman who's at risk of getting fired after her employer received a no-match letter. She's also afraid the government may know she's been living in the country illegally. Sueta is with Chicago Community and Workers' Rights, and he has these meetings regularly. Sueta explains what it means.
The Social Security Administration can't do anything. At the end of the day, there's no punishment, fine, or anything like that if you decide not to participate with the no-match.
He explained that the agency that sent that letter is not immigration and cannot enforce immigration laws. He gave her the information and she left. But his day was far from over. A few minutes later, he meets with another woman whose employer received a no-match letter. She works in manufacturing and was told that she could continue working there if she went through a staffing agency, but she refused and was fired.
Y entonces, como no me dijeron nada, yo me presenté el lunes.
They didn't tell me anything. I showed up for my shift on Monday. The HR woman called me and told me that if I wasn't going to work through the staffing agency, I had to leave. The woman said she earned $13.50 an hour with health benefits, paid vacation, and time off. Staffing agencies do not offer those benefits. WBEZ is not naming this woman because she's undocumented and afraid of being deported.
Pues ahorita me está afectando mucho.
It really affected me because I'm the breadwinner in my house. And it does impact me psychologically because they tell you from one day to the next and you're peacefully working and they take you into the office and tell you after 4 years that you have to show documents. It doesn't seem fair. There are dozens of workers like this woman. Immigration attorney Salvador Cicero says while employers can't fire workers based on this letter, it puts undocumented immigrants in vulnerable situations. Many undocumented workers have few options to work legally in the country.
I have seen in the last month a growth in the number of people calling me to see what can be done once they've received a no-match letter. And unfortunately, not much can be done, right? If you're here undocumented and you have a situation where, let's say that your brother or your sister filed an I-130 for you, right? So you have a pending petition that's been approved. You know, if you're a Mexican person, these days there's a waiting line of 18 years.
Undocumented workers don't have a Social Security number, but the letter is not proof of whether a person is living in the country illegally. The Social Security Administration can send those letters for a number of reasons, including a simple misspelling or inverting some of the numbers. Iraquere Picon is with the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition.
But it's also very important that employers know that they cannot fire, suspend, put on probation, take any adverse action against any employee that has received a no-match letter.
These letters have had an impact on the service industry in Chicago. Sam Toya is with the Illinois Restaurant Association.
Oftentimes, undocumented workers are too afraid to return to work or their employer will unlawfully terminate the employee simply for receiving a no-match letter.
Toya said restaurant owners want to keep good workers.
You know, without a good team, you don't have good restaurant. You don't have good service. So you want to protect your team members.
Advocates warn both workers and employers should find out what the letter means before taking any action. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.